We have to start a perm soon.
Oh, no, I get it. Oh,
nice. I left it at home. All right. I'm not Tough Rish Mev. So yesterday, I learned that Mitzdayar is Patur Min HaSukkah. So if you're uncomfortable, so then you don't have to sit in the sukkah. And the definition
online,
of Mitzdayar is someone who is not able to sleep because it's too windy, or because it smells bad, or because there are bugs,
Cats.
Or something like that.
Cats.
And then the same rules would seem to apply the first night that we saw for rain. So the same thing would be true for someone that's been stire. So the Shulchan Aruch says, "V'davka shabalo hatzar b'mikra achash asa sham asukah." That's only if something happened after you built the sukkah. Aval ein lo laso sukaso lechatchila b'makom areicho aruach v'lam stire. And you can't make your sukkah in a place that smells bad and then say, "Oh no, it smells bad. I can't stay in the sukkah." Or make it in a place that's so windy and then say, "Oh no, I can't stay in the sukkah. It's too windy." Because you put yourself in that situation. However, the Rama says, "Im asa mitchil b'makom shemitzdar ba'achilo b'shio b'sheina." If you did create such a situation, or you can't make a sukkah because you're afraid of robbers, then you can't be yotze the mitzvah of sukkah in such a situation. Even if, let's say, it's only uncomfortable for you to sleep, but you're able to eat, still, you're not yotze the mitzvah eating either. The mitzvah is to make a sukkah that you're able to live in. So if you can't do all the normal functions that you would do in your house, then that's not called a sukkah, and you can't be yotze any mitzvahs of sukkah in that sukkah. If the candles go out in the sukkah on Shabbos, but you have a candle in your house, you're allowed to go inside. And you don't have to, you don't have to go to your friend's sukkah if it's so annoying for you to go. So the Mishnah Berurah points out that there are those who disagree with this statement of the Rama and say that if you already did make the sukkah in a place where you're not able to be yotze, so then obviously lechatchila you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't build a sukkah in such a situation. But if you did bidyeved yotze b'yedei chovas achila kevin shel achila emitzdar, so then you are yotze bidyeved in such a situation. The Mishnah Berurah says we must be talking about the case of the reyach or the ruach or something like that, but we're not talking about the cold. The Mishnah Berurah says we're not talking about the cold because we already saw that when it comes to the cold, we said you don't have to sleep in the sukkah because of the cold. That was one of his heterim for not needing to sleep in the sukkah, was because of the cold. So you have to figure out, how could you be machalik? Why is it that cold is different than a bad smell? So what some suggested, Dirshu quoted, that if you live in a place where it's freezing cold, so it can't be that you don't have to build a sukkah. Meaning, if it just so happens that this place smells bad, so obviously you could find somewhere else to build a sukkah. So if you choose to build it in a place that smells bad, fine. But if it's cold in the entire area that you live, so then what are you supposed to do? That's basically the difference. If it's something which affects your entire area, so then obviously you're going to be able to build a sukkah and eat in such a sukkah. But if it's not something which affects your entire area, it's just that specific place, like there are robbers in that specific house, or it smells bad in that specific area, or you want to build your sukkah in the street, and then, oh my gosh, there are cars coming, how am I supposed to eat in my sukkah? So then obviously that's where we would say, l'chachila, you shouldn't do it. The Dirshu was talking about building in a Rishus HaRabim. So that's came out. The Rama continues. If it's very windy and you think that it's going to blow out the candle, so then mutter lifrosh sadan obegem min atzad. You can put up a sheet on the side of the sukkah to prevent the wind from blowing in. Avalo tachas aschach, but you shouldn't put a sheet under the schach in order to prevent the wind from blowing in. The Mishnah Berurah says, not so fast. We did learn earlier in Tafrei Shchav Test, Sifya Test, that there is an opinion which says that you are allowed to hang a sheet underneath the schach, as long as it is close to the schach and not hanging down low, and that's actually how we paskin, so therefore you would be allowed to do that. And the only thing you need to be concerned about is people seeing it, that maybe they'll think that you're not really being yotzei your mitzvah. So you should consult the posek on how the best way to hang such a sheet. But if you want to do that because of the wind, or because there are leaves falling in or something like that, and you want to prevent them from falling in and ruining your food, so then that would be okay.